It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com, located only minutes from Beaver Stadium. Renting an RV from GoPSURV.com is your ticket to success for Penn State home football games. Only one game left in 2019, and special discounts are available for the Rutgers game. To learn more, visit GoPSURV.com's Facebook page, check out their website, GoPSURV.com, or give Mark a call at 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. All right, Minnesota 31, Penn State 26. This is Tucker's Tape, where Ross breaks down what he liked, what he didn't like, and what it means going forward. Yes, sir. The floor is yours with the Army.
And this is always spinning it forward, right, to what they need to improve upon for the rest of the season. So it's always taking a look at the last game and spinning it forward. Let me say this, by the way, in terms of things I like. How about my guy Jan Johnson? How about 11 tackles, 3 tackles for loss? He can play a little football.
He should win that national walk-on.
He is such a stand-up guy in the locker room afterwards. Yeah. He is, you know, he explains things. He admits things. He talks about weaknesses in the defense and takes on all comers. Really just impressive guy to be around all the way.
For the rest of this season and really next, they need more from Justin Shorter. Very, very disappointing. Was it like first play drop and then a couple plays later, you're 6'4", 220, and you make no play on a deep ball, deep post? You know, he looks to me like he either lacks confidence or he really lacks like football savvy, football intelligence. Like when you watch him, Jahan Dotson knows what the heck's going on. You know what I mean? Like Dotson's a baller, and like he's got a feel for it. He runs routes. He's confident. Like he is not nearly as talented as Justin Shorter. Like there's no way Dotson wouldn't have at least tipped that ball away,
right?
Or fought for that ball.
Hamlin, you know, would have high pointed it, or at least given it.
Yeah, if you're a quarterback like Clifford, how do you even have faith or trust in him anymore?
He also dropped that touchdown pass in the third quarter.
Yeah. How do you have faith or trust in Justin Shorter? The drops, and that bothers them, but what really bothers them is if you don't fight for an interception. It wasn't a great thrown ball by Clifford, but he's got to at least fight for it. So Shorter's disappointing, and that's a problem for the rest of this year, and it's a problem for next year because I'm pretty sure Hamler will turn pro. If Hamler doesn't turn pro, he's not getting good advice. He's like 160 pounds.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you got to get money when you get money, dude.
Do you pull Justin Shorter and start looking at other options going into Indiana, or do you trot him back?
Who's the other option?
It's Daniel George.
Daniel George.
He's not real impressive.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I know, but I know, do you start looking in another direction?
We talked a lot about the upgrade at the position coach, right?
Right.
We talked a lot about that, and James, you know, he's got a lot of confidence. He's not afraid to coach him hard. Well, here we are, 9 games into the season, and, you know, drops were a problem last year. Drops are a problem this year. It's great that they have Freiermuth to have a third option in the passing game with Dotson and Hamler, but how much better and how much more dangerous would this offense be if their five-star was playing like a five-star?
Next thing. And this is a positive move. I thought the offensive line was excellent. I mean, I thought they played really, really well in this game. I think this might be the best offensive line they've had. And I'm surprised. I was not expecting that with the inexperienced guys that are playing and losing McGovern and Bates. I thought the offensive line was excellent. You know, they really lost the game in a couple of ways. Number one, their quarterback got outplayed by a significant amount. And you know, Clifford was okay. He was just a little bit off. He was reckless at times. But he missed some throws you can't, and their quarterback was on fire.
Right.
And you know what? Sometimes, I mean, the sport's about more than that position. But any coach will tell you, if you see early in a game that their quarterback's hitting everything and your quarterback's off, it's going to be a long day. I mean, it's going to be hard to win that game. I don't care if you are more talented. Their quarterback was on fire. And frankly, you know, they didn't get a great rush on him, but most of that stuff, he was getting it out quick.
He got it out very quick.
He was getting out quick. And so the issue there is there's not much you can do about that from a defensive line perspective. What you can do is Clifford just has to play better. There's no way around that. Even like the last throw that was picked, that could have been a touchdown. That last throw to Hamler, that could, if he throws it inside, that could have been a touchdown. So Clifford was just a little bit off and reckless at times. But the other two things that really stood out to me is they just don't win the catch point enough. Both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball. Watch like Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson. Now, when they play against each other, it's about 50-50. But when they play other teams, their kids win the battle at the catch point a lot. And on both sides of the ball, Penn State couldn't win the battle at the catch point against Minnesota. And maybe it was like a 50-50 ball. The Minnesota kid would bat it away, or Antoine Winfield Jr. would get the pick or whatever. And then conversely, when they're throwing to those receivers for Minnesota, Penn State was there like three times, five times, and they could not make a play at the catch point. Now, the throws were amazing. That kid's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that quarterback played great.
He does.
Tip
He's
of the
good.
Cap to him. But the quarterback situation was huge and will be huge going forward against Indiana, against Ohio State. It's just hard to win if the other team's quarterback significantly outplays your quarterback. The DBs and wide receivers need to be better at the catch point. And then there's one more big one. But first,
breaking news, DraftKings has launched an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Get in on the action wherever, whenever, in the state of Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Ross, back to you talking about Penn State and Minnesota.
Okay, and then last thing, right? So it's already going to be tough to win when the other team's quarterback plays better than your quarterback, significantly better, and also your receivers and DBs can't win at the catch point. But the last one, they were outcoached.
Oh,
they were outcoached,
I think, monumentally
by a lot.
I thought
and
a
I'm
lot
not,
too.
Like you guys know, I think what Franklin's done with his program is really impressive. You'd like to think at worst they'll be 10-2 this year. I thought they'd be 9-3, maybe even 8-4. I think what he's done with this program, so that every year their double digit wins, their New Year's bolt, very, very impressive. But they got outcoached in every way. First of all, when Minnesota was on offense, and this doesn't even have that much to do with Franklin, but they were a step ahead of Brent Pry the whole first half.
At least a step, I would say.
I mean, it was like the you could just see
yep.
that the Penn State's kids' heads were spinning. And by the way, they love to run the RPO slants. Like, why are you just conceding those? Why are you just giving them those? I mean, so their offensive coordinator, by the way, was the wide receiver coach when I was at Princeton, who I know well, who's from York County.
Yeah, I think Redline.
Correct. He's from Redline.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Kirk Shiraka. He was at least a step ahead of Brent Pry. That would not be – and I like Pry, and he's done an unbelievable job with that defense. But you can't let Minnesota score 31 points. They don't have the talent to score 31 points against you. They were a step ahead. That's number one. Number two, these are just a couple that I wrote down. And I'm sure I'm missing some, and you can tell me. Okay, so they get a delay a game. Now, that's ultimately Franklin's responsibility, but it's pretty clear when you watched him that he was putting the faith in Ronnie and Clifford that they knew what was going on and that Clifford would get this snap off before the delay game, because he went ballistic when it happened. That's one of those tough things where it's like there are quarterbacks, a lot of them, that they snap it with 1 second all the time, right? So Franklin's sitting there and thinking, all right, Sean's smart kid. He knows. You got like going crazy with the lip. And so ultimately it's still just bad coaching and it's his fault because it can't happen. You either didn't do a good enough job prepping Clifford or Ronnie didn't do a good enough job or whatever. But that delay game is unacceptable. That ended up making it like 3rd and 7 rather than 3rd and 2, right? Down near the goal line.
Correct.
And then they had to settle for a field goal. Yeah, that's an unacceptable error. How about this? How about the spike at the end of the first half? Dude, you call timeout there if you have to, and then you throw the ball in the end zone a couple times. You don't waste a down. That was really, really poor. Really poor. I thought the play calling early fourth quarter near the goal line left a lot to be desired. I am not a big kill the play caller guy, because that's one where it's just once after we have access to the results. But I didn't like it. And I don't even remember what the play calls were.
You like the fourth down end zone fade to KJ Hamler?
Despise that. People don't realize how low a percentage play those really are,
like
especially for a 5'8". Like, that's an awful play call. Something where Clifford can use his legs. I mean, it's really bad. The last point I'll make about this, this isn't even a coaching thing. They got to coach better overall. But everybody's talking about the bad calls, and the last one should have been pass interference, and the other one should have been called on Daniel George. Yeah, Penn State got a touchdown on a delay of game.
They did.
That was
big
clearly
time.
A delay of
big
game.
Time.
That was not even debatable. The other two are somewhat debatable. That's not even debatable, which, by the way, is a double whammy. Number one, be quiet about officiating. Number two, that's bad coaching again. They should have had a delay of game there. Go.
That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.